Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Turn it up a little bit.
You're now tuned into
$1 million
worth of game.
Lay on shit. Quick lure on that chopper and just stay on shit. Fuck the coppers, oppers like a butler. I just wait on shit. Goofy niggas trapping for 3 weeks and still ain't major shit. I got so much frost on this new rollie like a sprayer. It's no 36. We rock 41s out there and data, bitch. Made me like 5 million in 1 year, bitch. I was made for this. Fuck the talking, never do no lacking. Up and spray the blick. Flashing that luxury at your show. We come and take it. Shit. Ooh, bitch, I do major shit. Major all this jewelry shit. Light up my whole neck like the Vegas trip. Real roster bought me a new mansion, cost me 80. You in the streets and still ain't touched a meal. You on some lazy shit.
Talk crack lazy shit.
Finna drink it all, ain't on no saving shit. Mix the Fendi up with that Dior, I love that bathing shit. Hit the road, took 10,000 pills, bitch, we ain't banging tricks. Told my bitch to stuff it in her coochie, had to train it. Stretch the work, do that shit like yoga. That's my trainer, bitch. Turn that chopper up like a little kid. I been unspanked some shit. Ooh. You the opposite of number two. That mean you ain't the shit. Hit the club and throw me up 10 racks. I love the rain and shit. Ghetto girl, and she got a fatty. That's my favorite, bitch. Got the same bottles in my kitchen and my baby sip. Got a sketching on me, it hold 30, end up painting. My mama said I got some screws loose. I need some maintenance. Private jet, OEM first class. Ain't on no basic shit. Fuck around and got another. I be on the waiting list. All my homies playing in the background because they ain't legit. Lot of habits, need to quit my cup. I can't be taking this. I never fake with
stick. Never.
Pump me up a 3 of them cream soda. This a Faygo twist.
Up,
niggas
man.
In the game and filing out on some flagrant shit.
Uh-huh.
How you gangin'? Go against the guys. Yeah, that's plagiarist. Mix it with a flat. Love the zape and shit. Hella shooters. Blow shit like a hookah. Love the vape and shit. Told her I can't love you like my drink, but love your nakedness. Grind it long, yeah, this shit paying off. Yeah, that's what patience get. Stress with flexin'. We gon' get the steppin' out for beta shit. Baby Glock, the clip that's poking out. Look like a taser. Cuddy told me if he whacked the witness, get the case. Break a dog, break it down in chunks, it look like bacon.
Let go.
Yeah. You see what's going on today?
That motherfucker slapping.
Yeah, this is.
Well, what we doing?
Listen, man, this is $1 million worth of game, Detroit edition. Yeah. You see who we got up
fuck
in this thing?
On. I'm
but
you
now,
the fuck up.
Right now, even though you charged up, I gotta tell them what's going on. You're now tuned into $1 million worth of game. Let's get it.
Charge the fuck up in this bitch.
Listen, man.
Yes,
you see who we got in the building. It's Detroit, man. Detroit is in the building. Detroit is in Philadelphia right now. They said, man, we're pulling up, and they pulled up.
What?
Like, it's going down, man. This was like a call. It's like one call. Yes. Oh, we getting our flights right now. We over there, and they over here. It's they here. You see what I'm saying? They in the building, man.
This episode of $1 million worth of game is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Now, let me tell you something about New Amsterdam. Life ain't going your way.
Shout out to New Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. You caught your bitch cheating today.
Shout out New Amsterdam.
You thought the check was coming and it didn't come your way.
Shout out New Amsterdam.
Oh, that's right. It's distilled 5 times. It's filtered 3 times.
Five.
For that clean, crisp finish. You know it's great for pre-gaming. You know it's basketball right now. You know you got football right now. So when you out and about at your local liquor store, make sure you pick you up some New Amsterdam vodka, all right? The official vodka of Barstool Sports.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all 4 refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Listen, for everybody that don't know what's going on, you stuck under a rock, you might be lost, you might just came up out of a situation mental, you didn't know what was going on the planet. Right here, you see who's on the couch with us, man. Vezo, Peasy, man. It's going down, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's and they gonna tell us what's going on
we
out here.
We service the streets.
Yes. The streets. Yes.
We service the streets.
Yes. Yes. Let's talk about it. Let's talk
from
about
Detroit,
it, man.
Detroit from the 6, from the east side. Yeah. We put on for the whole Detroit, though. You know, it used to be about east and west. This shit about the whole city. Now we trying to take this shit worldwide. Like, as a collective, as a whole. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got about that small-minded mentality. I remember niggas really used to claim one spot. You know how small it is?
Yeah, it's all. Yeah.
That's real, man. Shout out to let me get some of my personal shout outs to some people that I listen to. Shout out to GT, shout out to Baby Mummy, shout out to Mac Knuckles, shout out to Payroll. You know, just some people that I just be
zoning with. Baby Face.
Yeah, Babyface, all of them, yeah.
Rio.
Shadow.
Rio. Free Rio. We're gonna establish that. But
everybody.
Tell us what make Detroit special.
I think we just got our own sound. And it's like we've been like shadowed and like, you know what I'm saying, for so long. It's just like we breaking out now, and it's like the whole city the whole city talented, you know what I mean? And we just got our own sound. I think that's what make it special. Everybody say the beat's fast and all that shit, but you know, a couple years ago they weren't fucking with it, but everybody catching up now.
Yeah. No. How do it feel when you hear that sound moving around the country and like people grabbing that shit? Like, how do you feel about it?
I feel good though. It feel good to finally be heard, you know what I mean? Finally be getting recognition. Everybody doing good. It's a good feeling.
I definitely appreciate that shit. Like, you know, that shit just feel like an honor. Like, niggas ain't gotta help push this sound. You know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't gotta fuck with your shit.
Yeah.
So if motherfuckers like rapping on that sound, like to us, that shit, that's helping us. We pushing this. You know, this is our agenda. We pushing this as far as the sound. You know, niggas adding on to that. You know, motherfuckers with the same type of followers and fan, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Niggas like, even like the, like the major niggas, them niggas rapping on that shit, and that shit just like an honor. We appreciate that shit.
To see y'all moving around and y'all really getting it independently a lot of times. You know what I mean? What is the key to being independent and really putting it down? Like, you know, y'all got companies, and y'all really doing y'all things just like the big boys, and y'all looking like the big boys. Y'all moving like the big boys, but y'all business approach is different.
I'm going to say, we really ain't had no choice, because like I said, we was damn near, you know what I'm saying? Blackballed, and they weren't nobody fucking with it. We ain't had no choice but to boss up and just take this shit and do it ourselves, basically. We ain't had no choice. So when we really started getting money in, it was like, we're going to do it if it makes sense, but we ain't rushing it. We comfortable. We still elevating it. And everything just beginning. So, and we ain't really rushed to sign no deals or nothing like that. Well, I didn't, but, you know, just we independent because we ain't really had no choice. You know what
I mean? I was forced to be a boss. I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't ready for that shit. That shit happened like by force. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of motherfuckers that I was trying to rock with early on, like down to my brother, you know, to my homie B. Allen, Free B, T. You know what I'm saying? Like shit got to going left with them niggas. And I literally was forced to smarten up and learn this shit. Like I was forced to, you know, motherfuckers having kids and shit. Like, I had to be a boss. I ain't had no choice. This wasn't no, you know, this wasn't no decision for me. This was something that had to happen. You know what I'm saying? So I just took the time out to gain the knowledge and learn this shit. Like, you know what I mean? So I feel like anything you involved in, if you don't know everything about it, then you going about it the wrong way. So I told myself, you know, I'm about to learn everything about this shit. I want to know how my money coming, where it's supposed to come from, where I'm missing money from, what I need to go get, all that shit, like everything play a big part. So, you know, I know for me, it wasn't no situation like, yeah, let me just do this shit, just say I'm a CEO. You know, and there been times where I did shit, just say I did it. Like, when I was young, I bought a motherfucking car wash in a restaurant, and I ain't had no intentions on making money. I did that shit just to be like, yeah, I'm the youngest nigga in the city with a restaurant. You feel me? So this was one of them choices that, you know, I did it for the right reason. It wasn't about just saying that shit.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, right? In New York, I mean, in Detroit, it's a lot of beef. You know what I mean? Who was the first nigga in Detroit to be advocating, man, fuck that shit, man? Well, I'm talking on the rap tip, man. Let's stick together, man. Really pushing that narrative like, no, let's stick together. We great if we come together instead of being apart. Who was that nigga?
Man, you know what's so wild? It wasn't no nigga that was like that. That shit, like, it's like everybody made the same decision at the right time. That shit come from everybody back being against the wall. Everybody down there getting tired of this shit. Everybody smartening up and going different cities and different states and seeing how them niggas moving. You know, it was one of them situations where you know how you and another person both might be thinking the same thing, but somebody just said first.
Right.
We said the shit at the same time. It was one of them, like, man, every time I talk to a nigga that's from the city that had that mind state, it was like, damn, I was thinking the same shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So nobody, we all collectively made that initiative. Everybody, every nigga that rap from Detroit right now that got a name, like, you know, it really ain't nobody that just actually just brought us together. You know, that's what makes it so organic when you make a decision because it's something you want to make versus some niggas trying to sit you down and trying to get you to see a better vision. That shit done happened. A lot of big homies and a lot of OGs tried to sit us all down a million right. times. Mm-hmm. But that's some shit that had to happen on our time. Like, right. we had to want to do that shit. You can agree to something the moment you walk away, like, man, fuck what that nigga talking about, bro. Right. It is what it is.
Yeah, right. sit downs with niggas and yeah. left out the room and been like, fuck them niggas.
Real life.
And it was like some repetitive shit going on, too. It was like two older groups from our city back in the day. Two legends died from both sides. And then one guy died from our side, one guy died from their side. And it was just like, this shit just a repeating cycle. And we just got tired of this shit.
Real talk. Well, it's safe to say that the mole heads that was bringing y'all together, even though y'all wasn't listening, they was planting that seed.
They definitely was planting that seed.
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all wasn't listening because at that time, you niggas' brains wasn't developed enough. You know what I mean? Farrakhan, you were some young niggas, man. Mm-hmm.
We done had to sit down. Eric Farrakhan, the mayor, like, right. shit, seriously. Like, a lot of motherfuckers, like you say, they planted that seed.
Right. But you know, as you get older, you know, growth set in.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And in the way you view life becomes different. And the things that's important to you ain't important no more. You know what I'm saying? When you was young, like you said, what was important to you was flashing.
Absolutely.
Being able to say I'm shitting on niggas. It ain't had nothing to even do with making no money.
Nah.
Like, nigga, I open a restaurant. I don't even give a fuck about making no money. Just the fact that you niggas could come to my fucking restaurant and eat, nigga, and I got one,
I'm
nigga.
I'm 25 years old, nigga. Mm-hmm. I own this damn entire
block.
You
can put shit to the side when it ain't no blood on it, too. Right. Like, if it ain't nothing too serious,
right.
you can put that shit to the side. Like, with us, nobody, none serious had happened to where we couldn't be like, fuck that shit. It was just arrogance, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we blessed to tell these young niggas now, like, now we the ones doing the sitting down and saying, hey, bro. You know what I mean? Fuck that shit. That shit goofy. That shit lame.
Right.
You know, I think, like, as rappers, enough niggas, like, if you from the streets and you say you a street nigga, bro, I'm really from the streets. We real street niggas. We really, like, from that shit. So that's why it make most sense. And it's easy for us to tell these young niggas, like, bro, this shit just music. What the fuck is y'all doing?
Right.
You know how you gotta be a fool. What you gonna live my raps for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't enough niggas doing that, bro. To me, you know, from what I see, there ain't nobody, everybody, we misguiding these young niggas with this music, but ain't nobody sitting there telling niggas, like, hey, bro, you know I ain't really on that shit right now, right? Right. You know I'm really in the burbs, in a big dumbass mansion. And, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas don't really be on it. I mean, cause it ain't nothing going on, like, absolutely. You know what I'm saying. Niggas ain't got no problems. We like older niggas. We got a lot of love, respect. So niggas look at us and come to us and look at us for that. So it is our job to guide these young niggas and tell them
right.
to sit
and I say that because like we were just talking about, like, the OG sitting us down. Nobody explained it that way. Ain't none of them niggas that we thought we was being just like them niggas actually be like, hey, bro, you know Neff, like. No nigga ain't doing that, right? You know that shit ain't, you know that ain't real. You know that's my past life. You know that shit that I seen. You know I ain't actually out there serving niggas, right? Nobody said that. Nobody put it like that.
Right.
So I just tell the niggas straight, like, bros, you gonna be a boss or a goofy? How can you be a boss? You be a boss by not letting your actions match up to another nigga words.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You could be a goofy by you allow me to sell you some shit that I'm not doing and you go actually do the shit and you a fool.
Absolutely.
I think too though. My bad, not to cut you off, bro. I think too though. A lot of niggas don't lie a lot. Like, niggas think like lying. Like, niggas gotta live it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't. It can't be fake. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas don't be understanding that this shit is entertainment.
We've been in jail. Like, we really been in prison. I've been shot. Like, we done been in street wars with niggas. Like, it's serious. Like, this shit we be talking about, you could really like be penalized for. I've been penalized for. I went to jail for music and shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But let's get this straight. The reason why you niggas is hot is not because you really did the shit you talking about. It's because okay, you did this shit, but you niggas can really rap. You niggas got real talent. You know, because the worst nigga on planet Earth is the nigga that be like, no, but all my shit real. But that shit corny. Yeah. Don't give a fuck if it's real.
I'll tell a nigga in a minute, like, bro,
nigga, it's corny.
How much money you got, bro. That shit whack.
You know I got the heat. I shot 6 niggas last week. Dog, that shit corny.
You ever heard
I don't give a fuck
like,
if it's real.
Hey, you ever heard nigga tell you like, bro, I'm going to start rapping, bro. I'm doing this shit for real. I'm about to start rapping. Nigga think they can just rap Tuesday and blow it Wednesday.
And that be the problem.
We've been doing this shit 10, 12 years and just not getting somewhere. It really ain't where we want to be, but we just not getting to a point where. We're
broke for this shit multiple times.
But a lot of times, you know, God don't bless you until you really ready to be blessed.
No
you question. Feel what I'm saying? Like you was running around getting motherfucking restaurants at 25 with no plans on making money. God knew, oh, he ain't ready for this shit.
Man, I got a real,
I got to hold him back. If I give him the bag right now, ain't no telling what he going to do.
I got mm-hmm. to tell
this
you
nigga's investing
story,
in like, shit and ain't investing in shit.
That shit's serious, bro. When God not ready, that shit is serious.
Right.
Nigga, I remember one day, nigga, I pulled up on the side of the road. My wife was pregnant with my daughter. And I literally, bro, real like true story, bro. I wouldn't lie. Like, I told God, like, man, I know I prayed for this shit, but it's too much. I don't like what it's coming with. Like, it's just too much. It's too many weird ass niggas. Niggas coming around ready to do anything and prove a point for me. Niggas, I don't know what niggas do. It's just too much. The attention, it's money, how fast it is. Like, I want to get money rapping. I want to be a rapper. I don't want this shit. Man, I got indicted a week later. It's a real story.
Real time.
I literally, like, when that shit, when God not ready for you to have that shit, and you know, you're not going to have it. And I feel like I was more blessed because I accepted that I wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I told God I wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, nigga, just blessed now. Like, everything that I had then, I got times 10 and shit legal now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, it feel good not having to look over your shoulder, man. That's the greatest feeling in the world, man.
Ain't none of that shit.
You feel what I'm saying?
My experience in the street, that shit is just terrible, bro. And it ain't even just like a nigga was out just selling. You know, I wasn't no big ass drug king. I'm not saying that. You know, the streets is the streets. No matter where, how you get your money, just that energy. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? The streets is energy.
Mm-hmm.
All of that shit, bro. Like, that shit just come with too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't. You know what I mean? That's why I understand niggas that want to live, niggas that make it out and then go try to live. That's the dumbest niggas I ever seen, bro. Like,
mm-hmm. You still gotta look over your shoulders, though.
Nah,
it's even worse. I'm talking about like when he was just like, you it's legal. We ain't got to look over our shoulders.
No, no, I'm talking about from the police.
Yeah,
that's worse. That shit was terrible.
You always got to look over your shoulders for the niggas.
It's way worse.
But you know, when you doing illegal shit, you could just be in traffic just on some routine shit and the police get behind you, you scared to fuck.
They
want to
catch us doing some bullshit.
You feel what I'm saying? Police back to eating donuts, you scared as a bitch.
Like, we really can't
got to work
tell
in the
everybody.
Fucking
like,
car. So you,
know you
ain't got to look over your shoulders on that aspect. You always got to watch these crafty
we
ass
can't
niggas.
We can't tell that we not, we really bosses, man. We really like got companies, LLCs. We take care of people, employ companies of people. Not gang members, you
real
know what
talk.
I'm saying? We really came to tell people that, like, we came to tell everybody, like, we not on that, you know what I mean? We get money, we getting a lot of money, we take care of a lot of people. We not gang members, we ain't trying to go to jail, we want to live a fucking 100 years.
It's really like, man, who gonna be the first niggas to just tell the truth, bro? Which one of these niggas gonna tell these niggas, bro? The streets, man, the world fucked up, bro.
Yes, it
a
is.
A lot of this shit stem from this music shit, bro. Like, niggas misguiding these young niggas. These niggas is lost, bro. They don't want no money, like. I mean, who gonna tell them niggas, like, man, this is real paper and this shit. All you gotta do is sit the fuck home and stay out the way. I mean, you know.
And put the work in.
Put the work in.
You know, like you said, like, one thing he said, don't ever let this pass you, young man. We've been doing this shit for 12 years, man, and we literally just starting to get what we are just due.
Yeah.
You know, my first show was $100, bro.
Okay.
$100 for my first show.
Our first fucking show was free.
Yeah,
man.
It was 6 motherfuckers in there. We was rapping our
free,
little funky ass hearts out.
Nigga, bad outfit and all this, that shit was gone.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
How does it feel to, like, you know, lead the forefront and out of y'all city of the niggas that's coming together? The niggas that's, because honestly, you know why a lot of cities don't come together? Why I salute Atlanta and certain cities, and why a lot of cities don't come at all? Be about egos. Niggas would rather keep shit separate than come together and let the fans choose who the best.
And of course,
you feel what I'm saying? It's easy for me. If I'm over here, you over here, I don't really know. But if we get on songs together, then the fans get to pick who they like in they order. Well, I like such and such first, and then him, and then him, and then him. They don't like that. You feel what I'm saying? Niggas be scared of that competition, man.
But it's easy for us to be, because a lot of niggas that rap in Detroit was already family with us anyway. A lot of niggas come up under us anyway.
But it say a lot about you niggas being secure as men.
Nah, yeah. For sure.
You feel what I'm saying? It say a lot about you niggas being secure with who you are. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of artists don't want to fuck with artists because they facing their own insecurities. And shout out to Kevin Gates, because Kevin Gates came on here and said that. He said, I ain't do a lot of shit with a lot of artists because I was scared a motherfucker was going to tell me no.
Right.
A lot of niggas be like, them niggas ain't street as us. We ain't fucking with them niggas too. We used to be on that too, but you know, that shit is bullshit.
That shit over with.
And that's bullshit, because at the end of the day, now you realize that all of this shit is entertainment.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
if I can get a hit record with this nigga, I don't give a fuck if you never shot nobody. I don't give a fuck if you never been in jail. I don't give a fuck what your situation is. If me and you can make a hit record and I could travel all across the motherfucking world and do shows in Bolivia and motherfucking Germany and London after I burn the states out 52,000 fucking times.
A lot that's of niggas be burnt about. Out on who writing that shit too. I don't give a fuck. I just told my nigga to write me a song. If that shit hard, it's good, it's a good song, we gonna put that shit out.
I mean, and a nigga
that's
writing.
That's what it's about. The greatest songs, the greatest albums in the world was this 1,000 writers in there. Shit.
I just told my nigga write
all the legends. All the legends.
Because he could write you a song and he could just spark an idea in your head and you could rearrange the whole song just off that idea that he gave you.
That's why it'd be important to have niggas around, different ideas and shit.
Right. Add to that shit. But I don't understand niggas that like can't. Detroit is a small city. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker little, like, you know, it's jealousy everywhere, right? So if a nigga, if you from a city like Detroit, Philly, like, you know, even a bitch ain't small, just a city that you know, niggas get down like that. You heard? It don't make sense for a nigga to be the only nigga. That mean you the only target. I want 100 niggas around this bitch driving Wraiths and Lambos because I got that shit. I want to be the only nigga with this shit for. I'm the only nigga everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nigga, we got 100. Everybody got that shit, so we get used to seeing this shit laying around. Instead of nigga want to try take shit from a nigga, motivate a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Like, because a nigga seeing 10, 11, 15, 20 of them, he not just seeing one.
But we the same niggas that used to be 10, 11, 12 of us sleeping in one apartment, fucked up together too, though. So,
right,
they ain't really liking a whole lot too. We supposed to be doing this shit. All of us, like all the rappers, even the niggas you don't see, everybody drive new cars, living big houses and shit. Everybody got jewelry. Everybody got niggas under them. People that rap under them and all them niggas straight too. So, like, niggas get money in Detroit. You know, niggas hustling. And this rap shit, niggas doing rap hustling and doing good in Detroit.
Rap hustle.
Rap hustle was me.
That shit serious, nigga. For real, nigga. We done had studios in the middle of the hood. Niggas run in out that bitch for features, for real.
Now, let me
think, we set up work in that bitch. Niggas, I be seeing literally y'all, with verses.
Y'all be slamming them features like that crazy. And I be seeing y'all, but... And like I tell a lot of young cats that I run into across the country, that's, you know, they battling streets rap. Could you talk to them about how this rap money is so crazy and so like
shit dumb, man.
Like way dumber than risking your freedom.
I'd be a motherfucking fool to hustle right now. That shit don't make no sense, nigga. I make real life, man. I made $1 million in 1 year of features, and I'm not capping it. Real life.
I just came home
through
February.
The pandemic. Man, real life, it ain't no money like rap money. This shit bigger than the streets. That's why that shit don't make no sense. But, you know, at the end of the day, how you tell a nigga not to go get money? How you going to tell
everybody
a nigga
don't make money rapping, though? You got to think, too, though. Like, it'd be hard. It'd be easy for us to say, man, like, y'all got to quit doing this shit. But niggas, it ain't just, you can't jump in this shit and just get a big check.
Yeah, but at the end of the day,
it's
too.
It's a hustle, though. Like, I look at that shit like, man, I just told a nigga this shit last week. Like, bro, if you... How you say you a hustler and you ain't rapping? Nigga, like, what you mean I don't rap? Like, nigga, you a hustler, right? This shit is the new dope game. This shit is sweet. It's easy. Any nigga that know how to hustle, them niggas better be rapping. I don't fuck what you saying on that bitch. You better get you some money. This shit is free, man.
Yeah.
This shit is the new dope game, man.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying.
You got some fans. As long as somebody listening to that shit, that means you need to be feeding them. It's going to grow.
What I'm saying is, right, it ain't even about rapping. Because the streets go like this, man. Either you're going to learn now or you're going to learn later.
Facts.
But, nigga, you're going to learn.
Chris.
The streets going to teach you. So either you're going to say, you know what? I'm getting some money. Let me think of ways that I could legalize this shit right now.
Too many niggas want to rap, though. That's the thing, too. Right. So but, much other shit.
But you got to look at, that's what I'm saying. You got to look yourself in the eyes. Yeah. See, a lot of niggas don't be real with themselves, man.
You got to say, I'm weak as fuck for real.
Right. Like, a lot of niggas got to know who they are. Am I just doing this shit just to be doing it? This shit not really in my heart. These niggas had rapping in their heart. That's what they way of saying, this is what I'm trying to do to become successful.
Bro, I know niggas wasted millions of dollars trying to pop with right. rap shit.
When you say trying to pop, what was they throwing the money at?
Strip clubs, shit, buying jewelry clothes and shit, just trying to look, you know?
Okay.
But it ain't, it got to be the music.
Right. But then you look back and you like.
Paying DJs, rent cars, all that
nigga,
shit.
Nigga was doing more of the fronting than the pumping. Nigga wasn't pumping a shitload of records out, wasn't putting a shitload of mixtapes.
What I'm saying is, if it's whack, I don't give a fuck what you put out if it's garbage. Right.
But at the end of the day, that's when a nigga got to understand him.
That's when you got to look in the mirror.
So if you saying, you got to say, damn.
I'm whack.
I'm whack. I know I'm whack.
That's hard to say.
No, but listen,
no,
though, bro.
No, it's not when you a real nigga.
No, but you
can't agree.
You know why?
You know why I can't? My bad, bro.
These motherfuckers that popped off that was whack.
That was whack.
So the young niggas, motherfuckers looking like, niggas just trash that popped off.
Let me tell you why I can't agree with that. You got niggas who really think they hard, and that mentality is why a nigga make it, bro. In real life, you got niggas who can't rap for shit, but them niggas is feeling that shit.
You talking about the confidence
they
level.
They confidence level so high to the sky, that shit
be
bring in something.
And get better, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, too, you could also, instead of paying for all the motherfucking strip club nights and all the motherfucking...
No, for sure. That's where it don't make sense.
You can pay for studio time and get in the gym and be better.
You could pay a nigga to come in and do what Peasy just said. You feel what I'm saying? Finesse your motherfucking shit so that it sound like something.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Give you a motherfucking, give you an identity, give you a sound, give you, because some niggas just can't do it by themselves. They don't want to accept that shit. Like, my nigga, it's cool to get some help. When you look on the greatest albums that was ever made.
All them had help.
It's never just the one nigga who's rapping
Michael,
name on that motherfucker.
Prince,
I'm talking about the rap niggas.
Them too.
Why I never just say, when it say written by, why it never just say his name?
Yeah. My niggas getting help.
I'm confused. Why does it say four niggas' names on here? Because four niggas was in there all with their minds trying to come up with a hit fucking record, because at the end of the fucking day, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Nothing else matters.
I was watching
You got a hit record. Guess who the dick, the bitch is going to suck? Your dick.
Man.
That's all that matters. You don't got a hit record. Your dick sucks. They decrease.
Snoop Dogg say when Pac came to Death Row, they gave him everything.
That's how that shit pulled.
Right, as soon as he walked in, and she was like, bam, 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 bam. You know how easy it was to rap on that shit? Out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming.
Gave him everything. We little out piece of here, little everything. Piece there, a hook.
We out of here.
That's all it take. All it take is one hook,
nigga,
a bridge.
Daz, Dre, all that shit. Nigga.
You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of times, niggas be, nah, I don't want no help. Ain't nobody, can't nobody do nothing for me. All right, keep writing them fucking sad ass records then, man.
Yeah.
Don't know motherfucking body one head, man, but you and your motherfucking zannied up, juiced up homies.
Niggas be in the studio by themselves. Ain't nobody telling them. You got to take some, you need vibes.
You and your homies riding around in the tenant, motherfucking. Bonneville like this, listen to the nasty shit. No, you hard on that one.
You need somebody in there to tell you that
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, motherfucker got to tell you, but a lot of times...
Your engineer should tell you.
You
I think.
That up.
If he really care, if he ain't just working for the bag, he should tell you.
Yeah, that's real, but see, At the end of the day,
that's how I used to tell Lo, your shit hard. I used to be lying.
I was way better than you, nigga.
I was lying, though, pussy. I was lying, pussy.
You couldn't fuck
with me. I used to be juiced up lying to him. Your shit high.
I was writing your shit. Get the fuck out of here.
I know this nigga about to get locked up.
No, you wasn't juiced up. You was smoking that hot hard. That hard white, nigga. Fuck out of here. Lacing your blunt up, nigga. I know what the fuck was going on. But yeah, the whole thing is like this. A lot of times, motherfuckers had yes man. And as you start to go, you start to get more chains, more watches. Everybody be around you be yes man. I didn't see motherfucking OGs turning into little niggas. When the niggas start getting the money. I ain't saying, you know,
no,
I'm just speaking.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's happening. Yeah. And I seen crews, some of the biggest crews out here. I see them and I'm like, all right, well, who the OG? Because this nigga out here tripping, and how the fuck I got to walk up and tell this nigga he tripping?
I can't move like that. I can't have a million niggas around me that's like going to agree with everything I do, because I know... Yeah, everybody make mistakes. You know, motherfucker, it gotta be something that you're not doing that's right. So I like to have niggas around. Like, I don't even really care to hear too much about what I'm doing right. Nigga, show me where I'm fucking up at so I can fix that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm already good over here, then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got this shit down pat. I need to, you heard? I ain't hanging with a million niggas who just gonna agree with everything. I'm firm on that. Like, you feel me? I done got rid of niggas because of that in real life. Like, I done got niggas from around me. I ain't the way to move. That shit lethal. My mama told me that.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
In this day and time, right? I always ask artists this. What do motherfucker need, man, to really get in? Is it a number? I mean, like, what do they need?
It's confidence, nigga. You just got to have confidence. You got to believe in that shit. Like I say, I don't give a fuck what a nigga rapping about. If you feeling that shit, you a hustler. That's all that shit takes.
You just got to be a hustler.
Yeah, bro. Ain't no blueprint. You just got to be a hustler.
My nigga with me, like my brother right here, like that nigga, he know he don't give a fuck about rap. He know he probably not the best rapper, but he make a lot more money than rapper.
That's big bro. That album coming out next month.
That nigga just drop a song. He don't give a fuck. But he a hustler, though.
He know how to hustle the song.
He going to get the money.
Once you got the music independently, how do you hustle? How do you hustle the product? Because that's the product, the music. What is the ways to hustle it this day from your perspective? Exactly. How do y'all hustle?
You got to go where everybody at. Where the fuck is everybody at? On social media.
I think you got to do it your way.
Media play a major part. Being in them clubs, getting that shit spent. Wherever everybody at, you got to be there.
Absolutely.
They don't want to be on social media. They don't want to be in the street. You got to get outside.
You got to do both.
You got to do both.
You got to be in the club and on that motherfucker.
That's why you got to have a team.
Because the bottom line is, right, this shit is different. We operated on a time perspective when I was a young nigga coming out. These niggas today operate off of moments. He could go on motherfucking Instagram today and say some, and that shit could be a TikTok motherfucking sensation later on that fucking night. And then he like, damn, drop the record. Shit, I didn't even know. I was just in the car playing and shit. So that's how they shit is a little different from ours. We had to have a setup on this shit.
Hand in hand with this shit.
We got to have a date. We got to have a... That shit could be to the point where he in the studio and he rapping some shit and his fan base go crazy.
They want that shit. They say.
And then they like, where this shit at? Where this shit? Then he look up all the rap sites is reposting this shit.
That snippet.
Then it's like, you know what? We was putting this shit out next month. No. Put this shit out
right now.
This week. Let's go. So they shit different. So they got to live in a moment more than us.
It's kids listening to shit though.
Right. Absolutely.
The listeners are hella younger though. Like the attention span is... It's crazy. Like, you put an album out 2 weeks later, they want a whole new tape.
Absolutely.
You got to move fast in this shit. You got to be on top of it.
Man, I drop a new video every week. I don't give a fuck what that bitch do. I'm just gonna stay consistent.
You keep putting that shit out.
Absolutely.
So you got a cameraman on speed now.
Nigga, right there. It's me. I'm a hustler for real with this shit.
And so, no, because I always talk about content. I be telling dudes, like, if you're a rapper, there's two things I want to see personally.
Yeah.
I want to see if you're a rapper, when I see that watch... You better own a studio and have a 24/7 cameraman. If you ain't got that, I don't know what the fuck you doing.
Because
we live in a time where first we listen with our eyes, then we listen with our ears. Content is king. So your story, your journey, if you're an artist and I'm a fan of yours, I want to see your life. I want to see the movie. Your life is, that's my Netflix. I want to see, because you got young cats out here, they only watch YouTube. Because like me, I'm YouTube the fuck out. I watch YouTube. Because everything's there for me that I need. So it's like, if you're an artist, I want to see when you go shop. I want to see where you go eat at. I want to see what munchies you eat when you smoke your weed. They want to see this. You are a show. I want to see
what type weed you're smoking.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. You're a show. Every artist to me is a show, but they don't see it. That's what the content is. The content is the story of the life of Vez, the life of Peasy. That's what that is. That 3-4 minute vlog twice a week on like a Monday and a Wednesday. That's the show, the life of whatever you are. And that's when you bring people in your world. So like you having a cameraman, that's very, and when I say cameraman, I'm talking about a Swiss Army knife. A motherfucker that do video, photography, and graphics.
That nigga do everything.
That Swiss Army, you get a Swiss Army knife. Once you get him, it's a wrap because he gonna shoot your videos and he gonna shoot your content, your days in the life and your vlogs. And he gonna do your graphics for your albums. Uh-huh. And he gonna take your photos. Uh-huh. So you take care of him. I don't give a fuck who you take care of. Mm-hmm. He just like your security. You gotta keep socking it to his pocket like a rocket.
Bless.
You know what I mean? And you know, that's how I see it.
Man, we shooting videos, exactly editing them bitches on the plane. Bitches drop by the time I land, them motherfuckers ready to get uploaded on YouTube.
Cameraman got to bring the laptop.
And like he said, he come right in, he fly right in, he got his cameraman with him, right? He jump on a mac and cheese record, but he do it at Mac and Cheese Studio.
Right here.
They ready. They got the studio, yeah. They ready. They come, they get on $1 million worth of game.
Oh, we got the studio down the hallway.
We got the studio. We got steps the cameras. Away.
Equipment, all this shit.
Y'all don't know, but it's four cameras in here.
Yeah. It's
just set up. Right. You feel what I'm saying?
It's just set up. It ain't
hard.
You got to invest in what you believe in. We didn't wait to get no money to invest.
We got the studio right there. You take a few steps, we're going to do a whole podcast.
Right. You just did.
That's some real hustler shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah, everybody said
straight up.
That's some real hustler shit. You can't be a hustler and not hustling. And when we say hustling, we not talking about selling no drugs.
No.
There's a million things that motherfucker can sell out here.
If you can sell a drill, you can sell a shirt.
You feel what I'm saying? If you're a hustler, you can sell diarrhea to a shitty ass on the toilet if you really hustling. This is if you really hustling. You know what I'm saying? But like, when
I
say hustling.
About all that,
no, I'm just saying, you had to. That was some shit. That was some shit.
How you going to sell
your
diarrhea shit to ass?
But that's another story. But listen, what I'm saying is that you got to be willing to drop that money on this shit.
Ain't no question.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, cameraman? Oh, you can shoot? Yeah, but I got this little weak camera. Come on, we going to B&H. We going right online. How much the camera cost? $2,000. What you got in the MacBook? That's $1,200. All right, here you go. What you got to get the Photoshop? All right, come on, let's go. Like, come on, you got to really pull the trigger. Because if they don't see it, you ain't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's real
and
shit.
And they don't see it, we don't believe it.
I mean, nobody going to believe it.
We live in a motherfucking, in an era right now where seeing is believing. A lot of niggas is capping, though. But, you know. Sometimes capping turn over to stacking. There's a lot of niggas that done cap they fuck away to the top.
They made it.
You hear me?
For real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, just for the record, the nigga that made that statement up, fake it till you make it, he's an all-time bust-ass nigga. All right, I don't know whatever that was, 54 or 45 or 76, but you's another ass nigga, fake it till you make it. But it's a lot of niggas that cap they way to the top. So, and ain't nothing wrong with that because guess what? This entertainment. Them niggas was entertaining.
Right.
Man, I don't give a fuck what a nigga say, man. Get yours. Man.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But because the reason why I stress that, because when you from these inner cities, Detroit, Philadelphia,
Chicago, Charlotte,
Milwaukee, New York, Atlanta, a lot of these niggas believe, oh, them niggas ain't never shot nobody. That shit ain't real. Like, that's how these niggas believe.
Really think like that, but that's how niggas get themselves tricked out the streets because they don't know what a nigga did.
Your opportunity, all that shit. You be
move up to the mic.
Like, you be the thing like, man, this nigga pussy. He ain't shot nobody, killed
playing
nobody.
Playing games, walk up you on a nigga, get your dumb ass blow.
Or just missed on the whole opportunity. Like, he might be a pussy, but he might be the hottest rapper. Like, you might miss an opportunity to get on a smash hit or some shit.
Right.
Thinking like that, you got to think bigger. Like, this shit, we didn't get in this shit to, we could have stayed in the street if we wanted to just everybody street niggas. I know we don't move like that, bro. We don't move like that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. Get in this shit, do business, take care of your business. You get in this shit with that street mentality, you're going to end up in the street. You see these rappers getting, everybody going back to jail, everybody going to jail. Gotta tighten up.
But it's fucked up though. Like, I feel like we niggas is just targets overall though with this shit. Like, it's going back to that jail shit, man. That shit just
can't make it easy. We gotta move right. You know they wanna take a nigga down.
And real the young life. Niggas is getting caught up in proving themselves, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to prove themselves, man. Like
Instagram.
Like, but you gotta be the dumbest nigga on planet Earth to put some work in and then take your work to
they
Instagram.
They doing
man.
Work for them people now. They doing right. they doing their job.
Right.
The crazy part
sitting
about
in the office now.
Motherfuckers paying. They paying them for that shit like that. Fans love to see it. Like little niggas getting rich off really telling on themselves. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
And a lot. Of, I just come to realization that a lot of niggas want to be a YouTube special.
Yeah.
Nah, for real.
Yeah, you know I mean, a lot of niggas want to, that's how they want their life to end. They going to be a bootleg American Gangster special, but they shit going to be on YouTube. A nigga going to put their whole joint together. When he was 14, you know them joints on YouTube. When he was 14, mm-hmm. his dad left him, and then he was playing basketball, and then he took a left turn when his uncle went to jail, the only male that was in his life, and then he caught his first body. A lot of niggas want to be a YouTube special.
But no, you know what, though? But not to cut you off, bro. I apologize. I get it, though. I really get it, because you can niggas think like you be beefing with nobody's like I might be beefing with a nigga you don't know. He can get rich off just being a nigga I'm beefing with. So I understand when niggas man, go I do ain't. Some dumb ass shit and go because niggas looking at that as an opportunity to come up. Little niggas is
that shit come from somewhere down the line, man. Niggas made that shit.
I ain't saying it's right. I just understand.
Niggas made them young niggas feel like that shit was cool or okay to niggas, them young niggas really think niggas be doing that shit for real, bro. Them young niggas grew up really feeling like that. They favorite rapper really in the field.
He drilling.
They ain't telling them niggas, man. Nigga did that shit years ago. We getting money now. We rich.
Well, I might be a rapper, and I might be beefing with you, and you ain't no rapper. We might be really popping each other. But I keep talking about it, and everybody listening. Nah, they want to hear the other side of the story now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how niggas come up. So that's why I say I get it, like, why they doing it? It don't make it right. It's stupid as fuck, but I understand it, though.
This episode of $1 Million Worth of Game is brought to you by Roman Swipes. One thing that I like about Roman Swipes is, listen, they get you in the game. I don't care if you was a bench player. I'm talking about the water boy even get in the game. I'm talking about Roman Swipes take you to another level. Roman Swipes have you, listen, strong, lasting long. And listen, she's going to, like, really deal with you in a different way now because she was already looking at you. You was a little questionable at first. And she was saying to herself, this guy is never strong around me. Every time he get around me, he get weak. And every time it's time to go to the next level, he get weak. He never make it to the third quarter. I'm talking about you don't need no prescription. I'm talking about fast acting. You don't need I just can't believe what Roman do. I'm telling you. I personally use him in I go to some distances, man. I'm talking about I'll be in overtime acting like I just started the game. Roman Swipes, what you need to do is you need to go to GetRoman.com/game. And for your first month of Roman Swipes, you only use $5. I'm talking about $5. You don't need no prescription. They fast active. I'm talking about they are effective. Roman Swipes, what are you waiting for? Get in the game.
In our whole time of coming up in a rap game, we lost Biggie. We lost Tupac. We lost Big L. And Jam Master Jay recently, though.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The rappers today? This shit crazy, man. Like, rest in peace to Dolph, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Good dude, man. He was on $1 Million Worth of Game, man. Had a great interview. Had great energy, man. So
rest in peace, my nigga Flipper.
Rest in peace to Flipper, you know what I mean?
Flipper is Dolph, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Nah, that's my nigga.
I didn't know that. I thought he was shot a nigga out from Detroit. I'm like, damn, they done
that.
Oh, we
did lose a real nigga, though. Tizzle. We lost a real nigga.
We lost our brother Tizzle. And my nephew. A lot of them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them.
You know, so it's sad out here, man, how many rappers, you know, on a daily basis lose their life, man. And just in Philadelphia alone, this shit is crazy, man.
Target both ways, nigga. Target through the streets and them people.
Yeah.
Rappers is just target, man. This shit more, this shit.
That's why I say
it's more big. Dangerous than a drug. It's being big. A drug kingpin in real life, my nigga.
Absolutely.
Like, and it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, what about the niggas, like for instance, right? It ain't okay for us to be a CEO of a company, right? You say you a CEO or something, nigga. They label you as a leader of that game.
Yeah.
You got motherfucking Boot 'Em Up Records, nigga. You them people talking about, yeah, Boot 'Em Up the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we, niggas is just a target. It's almost like a lose-lose situation because you got to deal with these, like, these jealous, weird-ass niggas. Then you got to deal with the with some cops. All cops ain't on that. Or ages ain't on that, but you know most of them is, and then that shit ain't about what it really is about what they make that shit look like. You know, absolutely. This shit just dangerous, bro. This shit just fucked up.
Try to tear you down to build their career.
In real life, you know just, what I'm saying? Just like a nigga try to take you down to build that. It's, yeah. It's the same way. You got a nigga that'll kill you to build his clout up. You got a police officer that'll. Lock your ass up for life to build that shit up.
Right, he want to be the nigga that's known for taking you down. Yeah, my first real case.
And that shit fucked up, man, to work so hard, my nigga. And, like, you know, you grind so long, you do everything right. Everybody start off wrong. You know, nigga be on that rocky road. But when a nigga start learning and moving right, you still got to pay. They're going to pay the consequences for when you was moving wrong. They don't look at everybody like niggas done smarter. We ain't allowed to smarten up.
No, we ain't allowed to.
We ain't allowed to be smarter. We ain't allowed to be CEOs. You a CEO, they take that word and, you know, and say a leader or you know, the gang member. You take anything, you know what I mean? Like, we just not allowed to do a lot of shit, bro. We get stereotyped no matter what. You heard, like, they don't look at a nigga like, they probably won't look at a nigga like me. And you look at my criminal record, my shit fucked up, but you got people to be, oh, he ain't changed, he's still the same way. They really don't think that we know how to grow mentally. They don't believe that. They don't believe that we got it in us to go and read and gain some knowledge. Know. They don't got it in them to believe that, you know, we really learn from our mistakes. They don't believe that we know how to take accountability. When we sit and say before sentencing, like, Your Honor, I fucked up, you know, in they mind, he's just saying what he got to say. They don't allow us to be able to really believe what the fuck
they're
saying.
They don't
bro.
Believe nah. in second. They don't like nah, me personally.
We
I
ain't
know.
Allowed to grow, bro.
They don't believe we in can't. Second chances for us. Like the system, when they say, yeah, you know, you go to jail, you know. As your punishment for the crime you committed, you supposed to come back out and walk and be like, okay, this is your second chance. But at the same time, they don't really put it in their mind because they don't know our world and what our upbringing was and until, you know, our communities. And they just looking at it from the tell our vision. Exactly. They watching and they saying they animals forever because of this. But they don't know how it is. And y'all know how you been in jail. You first come to jail. You walking around with your homie. Your homie might be on some whatever. And then you might run into that celly that's the OG.
Yeah.
To say, nephew, read this.
Exactly.
And you read it, and you like, damn. You read a book that you never read in your life for the first time.
Touch you.
It's telling you that you is somebody. Like, the people that you come from, they extraordinary individuals. Exactly. Your people build this. They build this. They did this. They did. And you like, damn, I really, because ain't nobody never tell you that in your life.
Nah, for sure.
So now this is your first time having experience of some understanding knowledge. Of who you are.
Yeah.
So now that shit hits you, and then you just... You know how it is in jail. Everybody look at jail and they just think
you just talk.
It's a bunch of dumb shit. No, you got dudes in there building, passing books. Yo, bro,
you
finish that. Here, read this now, nephew. Passing books and you reading this, you learning about so much. You in the yard in ciphers with cats and they breaking shit down.
In real life.
We did this. Damn, you did that. When you get out, dudes telling you, man, move around the world. You know, you got OGs that they didn't live, got a book when they was 50 or whatever, that really had lived. Some real live players.
So what's the greatest advice an OG ever gave you in prison?
Like on some real shit?
Other than don't sleep on your stomach.
No, that's like some real shit. Rest in peace. And I talked about this. Rest in peace to my old head shoes.
I know that was funny. Big bro laughed.
Yeah, it was crazy.
He one of them niggas. Listen, he one of them niggas don't smile too hard. He's had,
he got to let a nigga know I ain't going to smile. Nigga think it's sweet. I'm fuck somebody up.
Funny ass nigga. So,
so the whole twist is rest in peace to OG shoes. I had an old head named Shoes. He was in jail. I was under the assumption that he had cancer. So I used to push him in his wheelchair all the time to the yard. Now, he knew my father and all them shit. And he had a life sentence back in the day. Got it overturned, went home. And he was just to rob shit, banks and all that. Got locked up, had to do like a zillion years. But he was already old, was in his 50s. Shoes was in his 50s. Little short motherfucker, gangster. Talked plenty of shit.
So I used to take him to the yard every day. Oh, yeah, and this is
stories from the cell.
Threw the tag and then he had to get the.
So I used to take him to the yard every day. And I talked about this. So I take him to the yard, bring him back to the hospital. The lady in the hospital, like, listen, you can't be giving him no cigarettes and no candy. He said, fuck that bitch. So I used to always bring him the orange slices and then cigarettes. So it was like 2 days before he checked out. It's like a little side room. And I'm in the side room when I'm talking to him. He telling shit to me. Yeah, man, I remember when it got the boom, boom, boom. He was real frail. He said, man, when you get out, man, I need you to do me a favor. I said, what? He said, live, man. Just go places. Damn. He said, I ain't never going nowhere. I ain't never leave Philly. I never went nowhere, right? He said, just go places and go see things. And
man, that shit's serious, bro.
So he was like, man, just live, man. And he was looking in the wall. And he was just dazed out. And he telling me this shit. I'm like, damn, it's my old chick. So 2 days later, I walk in the hospital. I go to see him. So a lady said, yeah, he went somewhere. So I'm like, all right. I come back later on that afternoon. He was like, they went to the hospital. He be back. So when I come back later on at night in the shift, so I'm like, damn, you know, I'm going to walk. They're like, where you going? I'm going to see shoes. They're like, they ain't tell you. He died last night. I never forgot what he told me because I see these young cats. I see these OG. I see a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They die on the street corner that produced them. Mm-hmm. Some of these cats never been downtowns in their city. Some of these cats never seen the suburbs of their city. Mm-hmm. Some of these people, I'm talking about, they never even left. I know people that never even left a 100-block radius. They live their whole life and they die there. They get put out. So the realest game I ever told was he told me to go live. So when y'all see me and I'm jumping, I'm in this city, I'm over here, I'm fucking with these niggas, I'm fucking with these. Yeah. And because he said, man, the earth is your turf, man. Everybody your people, man. He said, everybody. So when I go places, I want to go to the environments that produce me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I go to nice, I live in being top flight restaurants, hotels. That's cool. But ain't nothing like connecting with people that come from where you come from in an environment that produce you that just got a different name because all this shit the same. Mm-hmm. Whatever hood you from, listen, bro, your mom bar sugar like my mom bar sugar. You see what I'm saying? Your mom cooked in that black pan to cook that chicken just like my grandma did. So it'd be like, we hate the shit that fucked me up. And that's why I always pushing and I'm never going to stop campaigning and waving the flag that I'm waving. And the flag that I'm always waving is that when we fuck with each other, we unstoppable. Mm-hmm. So my mindset just be like, man, is you tripping? Like, you, and like he tell you, any young boy, any set I went to in America, I tell him, y'all need to do this, y'all can do this, keep fucking with each other, boom, 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 dumb shit ain't, and because that's what it's about.
Man, niggas hate each other.
Man. Because at the end of the day, I'm be straight up. We out here hating each other. Like, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I don't give a fuck how I go out and we'll go down. My greatest nightmare is that a black man kill me. I don't give a fuck how I spy. I can spy in a car accident, but don't let no motherfucker shoot me, man. And I mean that shit. Don't be no black man and kill me. Oh, yeah. Fuck that. I don't care what you do, what you say. Long as I don't die by a black hand, I don't give a fuck. I'm willing to go wherever.
That's the way that
on some real shit, man.
Hey, and Lo, that's why I was saying earlier, like, that's why it's important, bro. It start with niggas like us. Like, these young niggas don't understand, bro. This shit is just entertainment, bro. These niggas is taking this shit. You know what I mean? And running with this shit, bro. I be seeing niggas be geeked up for real off every drug niggas rapping about. Every drug, every gun nigga rap about. These young niggas going to buy. Them young niggas really going to shoot some shit. Niggas is just rhyming. These niggas really going to try that shit, but it ain't nobody really explaining that to them, bro. And I know a lot of these niggas, bro. I know myself. I'm really from the streets, bro. And my whole purpose was to get out the streets. I'm not that dumb to go right back. I'm not going back to that shit. You feel what I'm saying? And I know I'm not the only smart nigga in the world. I'm not the only smart rapper. And that's a smart decision. So that's up to niggas like me and every other smart rapper, nigga that made good decisions. We got to push that on them niggas just as well as we pushing this cup on them niggas, just as much as we pushing them pills, them FNNs, them switch, just as much as we pushing that on them young niggas. We got to also push on them young niggas. Listen, man, this shit just fun. Just rhyme. You can just rhyme, my nigga. You ain't gotta go do that shit, my nigga. You can have more fun just making this shit rhyme and getting a check from it and going to really get money, bro. I just built the house from the ground up. I did that shit with words. And the niggas that's at my show can't afford a hotel room. in real life, same niggas, the same folks that's making me rich, they can't buy a motherfucking, they can't buy nothing. Them motherfuckers can't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers spent their lives on that outfit to get in that show. They spent their life, them same motherfuckers got me rich. It don't make sense. I could be a nigga that get the money and keep making money. And I personally feel like I make a lot of more money than major artists because I'm a hustler. I know how to rap hustle. I call it rap trapping. I'm a rap trapper. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But like these niggas, man, these young niggas just misguided, bro. They lost. And ain't enough niggas coming together to speak up collectively.
Real talk.
Niggas will leave. Certain niggas will be the only niggas to say something. Niggas play. It's how fucked up. It's how much we hate each other. Nigga be like, man, like, oh, who buddy think he is? You know what I'm saying? Niggas talk about niggas like that. You feel what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Nigga look at a nigga that's talking like that like he ain't no gangster. Mm-hmm. You don't know what the fuck a nigga is, bro.
It's funny. Gil used to get calls about me when I come out of the penitentiary because I'm like, listen, man, fuck what everybody talking about. Because I spent my whole life on this planet, majority of it, 20 years in the state penitentiary, 5 years in juveniles, and I'm only 42. Majority of my life I spent in the system. So when I come on Instagram, I'm waving the flag of like, yo, it costs too much to be a criminal.
Yeah.
Niggas like, damn, old head tripping. Old head used to be running around here on some dumb shit. How you think I got 20? And stood on that shit. Because it'd be like everybody, like I tell you, everybody out here talking about they a real nigga, I'm this, that, and you ain't real till you hit that motherfucking, till them cuffs hit you. And, no, and you see if when they come to try to give you that burger or that sandwich, you going to sit there and talk to them or that cigarette, nigga. So you ain't even been proven yet. So motherfuckers always tell me, I'm a real nigga. No, don't be real, be you. Because if you being you, you ain't got to worry about going through that nut shit and trying to figure out if you're a real nigga. Because a lot of niggas find out quick that they ain't real niggas. And a lot of niggas, that niggas think is real niggas, when I was doing that time, I read over 110 motherfucking statements of niggas that supposed to have been them niggas. But they couldn't be them niggas when they said, oh yeah, you facing 30. Oh no, I got a story to tell. Now niggas was biggies. Niggas was in them roundhouses in them interrogation rooms doing baby, motherfucking mixtapes.
Talking about mixtapes.
Niggas doing mixtapes. You done seen them.
She got dick from
nigga,
a playoff to New York.
I was in a fair yard.
You know what shit is.
Dick, your man, little was shit was plush.
Literally,
she's testing me to fuck, but she was in a rush.
I done read niggas' paperwork. Them niggas ain't even, niggas so lost in the sort. That's how, niggas don't know nothing, bro. Niggas don't find it in they. I seen a nigga that's doing 10 years. A nigga ain't went to the law library not one time. He ain't even another nigga read his paperwork and read his PSI and his casework and be like, damn, man, they fucked up right here. They fucked up right here.
You supposed to
been
home.
I seen that
you supposed to been
time.
Home, nigga. And, you know, God bless. You know, this is a true story. Dude really home now, but it took that nigga down there 10 years in to actually understand the verbiage that he was reading. He didn't understand the verbiage. You feel what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. Niggas just lost, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Ain't no real nigga. You a real nigga, you gonna show a nigga a different way. You feel what I'm saying? Like, a lot of niggas think a boss is the nigga with the jury on. A boss is the nigga with the most understanding. That's the definition of a real boss.
Absolutely.
You feel what I'm saying?
Talk heavy. I like that, young.
So if you can understand and you a boss.
Right.
You don't understand, you a goofy one, nigga. You know what Absolutely. I'm saying? Everybody done shot niggas, bro. Ain't nobody tougher than the next nigga. Ain't no city wilder than the next nigga city. Ain't no nigga ain't as such as a nigga that's the craziest no more. Everybody crazy, nigga. Mm-hmm. We all geeked up, nigga. Everybody crazy. I don't let a nigga play have they way with me. So I feel comfortable telling niggas like, man, no, go find another way.
Right.
Fuck that shit, bro. That shit over with. That shit dead, my nigga.
Real talk.
Telling on each other, nigga, selling each other. Fake, man, this shit just terrible, man.
Terrible, man.
Nigga kill you with a gun or a fake perk now.
Yeah, that's real. Now, how is Rio doing?
Rio super straight. Real good. Real good.
That's what's up, man.
Free Rio, man.
That's what's up, man. So tell them about the music that's out right now, man.
Shit, I ain't got no music out right now. I'm gearing up. I got an album out that I dropped when I first came home from prison. Free Rio, the album. But I'm finna drop another album first quarter. So I just been, that's why I've been falling back off the gram and everything. I'm in album mode right now.
I got Rich Out Pints 2 out right now. Rich
Pints right now, one. Nigga. Going stupid all right on now. The charts and all
man,
that.
I got a motherfucking movie out too called Price of Love. I wrote that motherfucker.
You it's shot it in
Price of Love?
Listen, man, I wrote the bitch when I was in a hole, right?
Penitentiary.
Absolutely. I got out the shoot, told my old lady about the bitch. You heard, wrote that shit. Oh, I had the shit written down on milk cartons. I had a rap book in that bitch. Yeah. Anyway, they raided my motherfucking.
So you wrote the joint on the milk carton?
Yeah, he stuck. Ray raided, took through my rap book away. So I wrote my movie on the milk carton. You heard?
Where can I see it at?
It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Tubi. It's on Google Play. All that shit.
What's the name of it again?
Shout out to Kamar Smith. He wrote the shit. You know, for me. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. What's the name of it again?
Price of Love.
Price of Love. I'm about to go check that out, man.
My homeboy T.
Believe that. Make sure y'all get that motherfucking Rich Off Pints too. Price of Love on Tubi, Amazon. That shit everywhere, like broken glass. That nigga, he just named 7 motherfucking places you can get that joint at.
Oh, that motherfucker everywhere.
Make sure y'all go check that out, man. Before we get out of here, man, I just want to give a special shout out, man. RIP to Shoes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know. He pinched Wallow ass because Wallow got real emotional, but that's some other shit. We ain't gonna talk about that. You know what I mean? That was the last thing he did before he went.
No, he didn't.
Pinch your ass.
He never do that.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Active Minds, Iced Up Records, Ghetto Boy.
Who else?
What
artists in the city y'all want to get shout outs to, man?
GT,
man,
Baby Face.
Y'all make sure you get shout outs to
Baby Money. Goddamn. Shout out everybody.
Fucking Swine.
Jay Swine. Fucking GM.
Mac Nichols. Don't forget Mac.
Mac a legend, nigga.
I love his shit.
Hell of a motherfucking KDZ.
Shout out Goddamn Band Gang. Shout out 42 Dudes. Shout out Goddamn Cash. Shout out everybody.
Shout out Big Sean, too, man. Cash. We had Big Sean on here, man. He fucked with y'all heavy, man. Everybody. Even how he was talking about y'all behind the scenes, man.
The whole city.
Yeah, I mean,
we fuck with everybody in the city, bro. We fuck.
Shout
with
out to Royce 5'9" too. He show.
Shout out to Royce, my guy.
Royce, yeah.
Royce my guy.
Right, man. We ain't miss nobody. Hold on, man. Shout out to my motherfucking old homie, you know, Trick Trick.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
shout out Uncle Trick.
Shout
Big
out my
Trick.
Motherfucking homie, nigga Trick Trick.
Yeah,
right.
Hell, lights, everybody.
Turn that shit up, low.
Yeah.
Louis Shays on, hat to the back. Switch on the glizzy, pocket full of rats. Miss my nigga soda, we can't get it back. So any nigga that you catch, I got 30 racks.
30.
Fuck it, make it 50.
Come here, cheese.
Don't turn up the.
Hey up, he know this shit.
The lights, park the car, go get busy. Hot right out the bushes. Don't you miss it. When got me a bad game, and put all my niggas.
All my niggas.
Bitches see it, they can't tell who the rest is. Made $1 million, brought it right back to the trenches. Shoot your whole fucking head off, you stick it in my business. I ain't been in the hood since I've been home, I'm on a mission. I ain't been in the mood to hit the club and hit no bitches. Catch us out of town, yeah, we got choppers on the Sprinter. With a bag full of paper, thumbing through it, me and Tizzle. Made it out the jungle, I grew up with some gorillas, yeah. Made it out the slums and I ain't switch up on my niggas, yeah. Might just blow 100 racks today, that's how I'm feeling, yeah. I got money long as 8 Mile, I feel like Eminem. I ain't gotta have no rollie on, bitch, I'm still a man. Take a project, bitch, and turn her up, I'm like Build-A-Bear. Catch a fed case and go to jail, see who really care. Kept the lights on and go to sun, I should live in there. Shorty, she got mad at fuck my nigga, I don't give a damn.
Came I don't give a damn.
Niggas, now they hate.
Now I blame Instagram, no cat.
Then I spared her, I'm a ceiling fan. Told her, baby, I'ma call you back when I get a chance. Been getting money, bitch, I've been advanced.
Yeah.
Just send my dog a kite, he's still in the can.
Uh-huh.
You can't fuck with me.
Nigga, get your band.
Uh-huh.
Shoot their ass down.
Make him pick his man's
jungle. I grew up with some gorillas, shit. Yeah. Made it out the slums and I ain't switch up on my niggas, shit. Yeah. Might just blow 100 racks today, that's how I'm feeling, yeah. I got money long as 8 Mile, I feel like Eminem. I ain't gotta have no rollie on.
Bitch, I'm still a man.
Take a project, bitch, and turn her up. I'm like Build-A-Bear. Catch a fed case and go to jail and see who really cares. Kept the lights on and go to sun. I should live in there.
Yeah.
Shout out
Donut
Son. Shout out
Hush
Jerry. Shout out Uncle Mike.
Detroit. Yeah, I see Cheese over there snapping. This your shit, huh? You believe that. Hey, listen, man. We got these motherfucking Detroit players in the house.
Detroit players.
We're going on tour, too. Detroit players. We finna kick this shit off first quarter.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? Wallow been in Detroit. He been on my ass. We putting everything
together. Man, Low ain't pull up on me.
No, listen. I go to eat. I'm thinking we going to be there late. I was eating this grub at Dax, and the food was amazing. So I said, man, I came late, you know, but look, we here. So we made it happen, man.
Love. We appreciate y'all.
Much love, man. Appreciate y'all for pulling up, man.
No, we appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all, man, for pulling up. A lot, you know, niggas ain't reaching out and doing this shit, and we appreciate this shit from the bottom of our heart. You dig?
Believe that, man.
Detroit.
Real niggas always gonna stay
solid. Wait, before we leave. I brought my Philly niggas with me here.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. I got my nigga Ryder here.
Where Ryder? Come here, Ryder.
Come here, Ryder. Where my nigga Five at? I don't even know. I got my niggas with me here.
Come on, man. Get in here, man.
Slide in, man.
Philly.
Hold on, my nigga Five. Let me slide down a little bit. Just
Hundo. Oh, that's Ryder. You already know. Vino, Millie. I was worth a game, shit. Check it, butter.
The whole Ice Thug Records, the whole Jason Wavy Chris, gang.
Like, say why you that nigga, Robin. I wrote two of his raps, man. Too, before.
No, these just my niggas I fuck with. I call when I touch down, I'm like, I'm touching down. They like, we pulling up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so sure. It's believe love, that. Bro. It's all love, bro.
Believe that. People. And we already fuck with Ryder. Ryder be here. Well, Ryder done been here a few times, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Just pull up, come kick it with us. You know, that's the young nigga. You know what I mean?
Check my nigga Five out, too, when y'all get a chance.
Ryder brung his homie that time, that bullshit ass basketball player nigga was talking shit.
Yeah.
Fucking Gil over.
Dust his young ass the fuck off.
Let's put together a tournament. I know some niggas that can hoop. I see you got a little game.
Don't do that.
We listen.
I ain't gonna lie. Peace, I got money on Gil.
We dust all.
I got money on
Gil.
Nigga,
I'll put an Ice Thug Records team together for real. I'm bringing motherfucking mine squad.
First of all you niggas gonna be out there with heavy ass chains on.
I ain't gonna hoop. I ain't trying to
chains heavy as shit.
No, I'm putting my shit on Gil. I ain't even gonna play with it.
I got some serious. Serious hoopers though. Let's put together a tournament.
No, they can't be no niggas that play professional ball. They gotta be a nigga like me that smoke weed all day.
No, we gonna do it. We gonna do it.
They gotta be some niggas from the hood or something.
Believe that.
Yeah,
believe
that. Together, special team.
I got a team already locked in. We gonna do it. Let's get it.
Whenever y'all ready, me and I was worth a game against
whoever.
Say
less.
Believe, and it's just like that.
Right.